It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good morning. We're ready to dive deep into all things related to buying, selling a home, and more. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, here to help empower home buyers with knowledge they need to make informed decisions. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me here. You know, I can't say it's a sunny day in the studio with Kyle, but I'm happy to be here in the rain with Kyle.
So we're talking about solar energy, oddly enough, today.
Exactly. There's still time to get those federal tax credits.
And so tell us, I mean, there's always some confusion about that. Give us some information about what we need to know about solar panels, for instance.
Yeah, well, first off, it's really essential to understand how solar panels work. They convert sunlight into electricity, which can help reduce energy bills and decrease your carbon footprint.
Now, that sounds like kind of an obvious win-win, but what about upfront costs? Are they really worth the investment?
Yeah, so, you know, while the initial investment can be a little bit pricey, and I highly recommend you get several bids, many homeowners find that the long-term savings on energy bills make it worth it. Plus, there are often financial incentives available, such as federal and state tax credits and rebates that can significantly lower those costs.
So, talking about the incentives, give us a little more detail about those.
Yeah, so the federal solar tax credit currently allows homeowners to deduct 30% of the cost of their solar panel system from their federal taxes. So additionally, Oregon has some other additional incentives. So it's always a good idea to check with your local energy office or tax advisor. So in our area, we would want to connect with Energy Trust or check out your local energy provider.
So how do homeowners decide if solar panels are right for them?
Yeah, so it comes down to a few key factors, right? So location, roof condition, and energy consumption. Homes in sunnier regions are generally benefiting from more solar power. Also, roofs that need repair should be addressed before installation to ensure longevity.
And what about that installation process? Is that complicated?
Well, the installation itself takes just a few days, depending on the size of the system. However, it's vital to work with a reputable contractor who can navigate all the local regulations and permits, and they're going to give you a complete diagram and layout, you know, what it's going to look like on your roof and how much energy you can save.
So let's talk about maintenance while they're on your roof there. Do they require a lot of upkeep?
Not at all. Solar panels are relatively low maintenance. Most systems just need an occasional cleaning to remove dirt and debris. And it's also good practice to have them inspected every few years to ensure they're operating efficiently.
Well, that should be reassuring for potential buyers. Now, lastly, how do solar panels impact a home's value?
So this is interesting because maybe 10 years ago, it wasn't much, but we're starting to see now that energy, electricity costs keep rising year over year, that solar panels are tending to sell at a premium, or houses with solar panels are tending to sell at a premium compared to those without. So possibly more demand because you're going to not have those energy bills and you can make it go towards the mortgage payment instead. So buyers are increasingly looking for energy efficient features.
Yeah, and it's good insight. Now, before we wrap up the topic, any final pieces of advice for people that are considering solar energy?
Yeah, I definitely say do your research, speak with solar providers, get multiple quotes, and ask for customer reviews. I know there's several people in the area that have them on their homes and can offer great recommendations. So understanding your options is going to help you make an informed decision that best suits your needs.
All right, great. Now, let's talk about the local real estate updates for the week here in the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so the last 7 days, ending October 31st, for the week, we had three coming soon listings on the market. So we saw 7 in the last 4 weeks. New listings, we had 38 come on the market. We had 52 price changes. So we had 199 price changes for the last 4 weeks. So definitely a urgency on sellers to get their homes sold before the year ends. 25 pending sales. That's kind of light. The week before, we had a lot of activity. And then we had, for the week, 25 closings. So 122 for the last 4 weeks.
Wow. Now, what about to some of the listings you've got out there?
Yeah, so I wanted to highlight, normally I don't highlight coming soon listings, but I wanted to highlight this one because it's a really unique property. This is at 1081 Umpqua College Road. Gosh, this is an awesome one-level house, over 4,400 square feet on 6.41 acres on the flat waters above the dam. So it's been extensively remodeled with the in the kitchen with top-of-the-line decor appliances, you know, expansive primary bedroom. This suite, it offers his and her full bathrooms and their own private walk-in closets. Pretty unique. And the very cool thing is there's a gazebo down at the river. If you're into pontoon boating or enjoying just the nature and the birds, there's a lot of wildlife out there. So this is coming on the market at 1,987,500.
So a premium property, and it sounds like it's got some really great features there, and especially being on the river.
Yep, the North Umpqua River, in fact.
Yeah, so what about other ones you've got?
So this is kind of interesting. This would be great for a contractor. It is 827 Northeast Garden Valley. The property is listed for $165,000. It is two units. So there's one residential unit. Actually, there's it's more than. It's a multifamily property. One residential unit, two mobile homes, and two RV pads with potential for additional units with multi-residential zoning.
Wow. And I saw that you had, you've got one out on Whistler's Lane.
Whistler's Lane. I love Whistler's Lane. When I first got into real estate, I always wanted to live on Whistler's Lane. This is a really neat riverfront property. It is 3/4 of an acre on the North Umpqua River. It's listed for $349,900. And initially, that might seem a little on the high end, but you know what? There was a former house on here. All the utilities are there. So, and operating. So that saves a lot of money. So driveways in, just ready to get going and building on it.
And so you can build, take, you know, the, maybe the floor plan you've always had in mind and put it in the perfect spot.
You definitely could do that. And it's an easier access to the river. So, I mean, you can get to it from the lot, which is nice.
Wow, very good. Now, what about other things, maybe other price ranges?
Yeah, so here's one that just came on the market. In an affordable price range, it's $350,000. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,600 square feet. This is a townhome in the Fairway Estates gated community in Sutherland. This also fronts the Oak Hills Golf Course. So for $350,000, a great little neighborhood there. It's gated. You've got secured mailboxes. You're close to everything. It's on the west side of Sutherland. I think this one will go quick. And there are it's open for open houses. Starting today from 11 to 2 or 10 to 2, and then tomorrow it'll be open all day 8 to 6. So go check that one out.
Wow, that's a rarity to have an open house that long.
So we have an open house challenge, 50 open houses. So a lot of our agents are out there opening the doors.
Well, great. Now, you've got one out on Page Road in Winchester. We've talked about it before. It looks like it's finally been sold.
So the interesting thing is our team sold two houses on Page Road, and they both closed within a few days of each other. So 445 Page Road just closed, 459.9. That's awesome. I love the, I understand the family that's moving in there kind of has an extended family situation. So husband and wife and their mother are going to be living there. Perfect house for that. The other one also was listed for 475 and it sold for 485,000. So those were both on the market less than a week before they sold.
Man, some things are moving quickly, especially in certain price ranges. Now, before we wrap up, you mentioned open houses, a lot going on, huh?
Absolutely. We have Rose Village is open and Fairway Estates all weekend. And actually, my brand new listing at on Wild Fern is open tomorrow, 11 to 1, priced at $525.
All right. And if people want to get connected with you to find out more.
Yeah, definitely. Give us a call, 541-366-6080, or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
All right, Mary Gilbert, wrapping up local real estate today on the Morning Report. KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.